Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. This is a time of year to think of those less fortunate, many in other poor countries. Yes, we can give them food, but better yet, we can give them the tools to feed their own in a more healthy way. And that's where biotechnology comes in. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. It's hard to believe another Christmas has come and gone. This is a time of year that brings back memories. I remember Christmas as a boy on our farm in Illinois. My sisters and I were up early to get downstairs to check under the tree and see what presents were there. I'll never forget one year when we found three shiny new sleds. We were so excited. There was plenty of snow on the ground. It was perfect for sledding. Chores had to be done first, though, and that meant milking the cows and feeding the chickens and slopping the pigs. We all would pitch in to get it done, including my grandfather, who lived with us. Our mother had gotten up early to put the turkey in the oven. It smelled so good. And now that I have turkey on my mind, I'm reminded of the turkey President Bush received from the Turkey Federation on Thanksgiving Day this year. A big, plump bird. Laura could have fed the whole family a turkey dinner, or they could have donated the bird to a soup kitchen to feed the hungry. But no, the president, like presidents before him, gave it to a petting zoo. Come on, you know, turkeys are for eating, not for petting. It's not a dog. Anyway, we ate our turkey on the farm that Christmas, and then we went sledding across the creek from our house on a wooded hillside. My sister Jill and I maneuvered the slope just fine, but Judy ran into a tree and broke her arm. Now, how could we ever forget that Christmas? There are many more memories that keep coming back. A boy on Christmas on the farm. I want to close my program by reading a few words that were on a Christmas card I received from Dr. Robert Schuller. Lord, your love on life's journey shows us that there's a light behind every shadow. There's a star in every scar. There's a hidden possibility in every painful problem. So, Lord, we're filled with hope this Christmas, and we believe in tomorrow. And that's why we celebrate a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I am John Block from Washington.